And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. He was a minister, an activist, and an educator. He presided both over Morehouse College and the Atlanta Board of Education. His name was Benjamin E. Mays, and August 1st would have been his 122nd birthday. He passed away in 1984 at the age of 89, but his legacy really is all around us, and it lives on in the stories of those who knew him. That includes Kathy Loving, his assistant from 1980 until his death. At the Atlanta StoryCorps booth, she tells her friend, Elisa Woods, some lighter memories about this historically distinguished man, beginning with an unexpected joke on her first day on the job.
Once I showed up for work, he looked at me and he says, I'm Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, and you are? I said, well, I'm Kathy Loving. And so I sat there and I looked at him. So he decided to break the ice. And he broke the ice by telling this joke, which at the time I wasn't sure if it was funny or not. He said, do you know the difference between a sight and a vision? And I said, well, yeah. A sight is something that you see, and a vision is something that you may imagine. He said, no. The difference in them is this. You know, when women get up and they have rollers in their hair and they don't have on any lipstick and they haven't gotten dressed, he said, that's a sight. He said, a vision is when you see if the fishnet stockings and the gloves on and they have the hats on and they have the lipstick on. Now, that's a vision. So I laughed at it, and that broke the ice with us. And
see, I didn't think he had that kind of humor.
Dr. Mays was hilarious. He kept me laughing every day.
That's good to know.
I fell in love with him as a, you know, elder gentleman. And he started telling me stories. He says, you know, I had a friend named W.E.B. Du Bois. I said, Dr. Mays, you knew Dr. Bois? He said, yes, I knew him. He said he had a lot of nerve. I said, well, he had to have a lot of nerve to stand his ground, Dr. Mays. He said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he called up the house and he said, hey, Buck, because that's what they used to call Dr. Mays, Buck. He said, can I come over for dinner? And Dr. Mays said, why, certainly you can. So he said, well, what are y'all cooking? So Dr. Mays asked, what would you like? He said, I'd like some steak and a baked potato. So Dr. Mays said, sure, you bring it, we'll cook it. And I laughed. I said, did he bring the steak? He said, no, but he ate what we ate. he said he ate just what we had for dinner. And I just thought that was hilarious, you know, that he would have that type of sense of humor.
What are some of the things he cherished?
Dr. Mays? Mm-hmm. Braves baseball team was his favorite.
Should have known.
Oh, he would call me at 12 o'clock at night and say, did you see the game? I said, Dr. Mays, I didn't see it. He said, what? You should have stayed awake. He said, I told you when you left, if the Braves lost tonight, they were your team. But if they win, they're mine.
Okay.
And so, you couldn't fool him and say that they won because he was up. He stayed up all night if he had to watch the Braves play ball. He loved the Braves.
True Atlanta.
And he loved Hank Aaron. In fact, he performed the marriage for Billy and Hank Aaron because Dr. Mays is also an ordained minister.
Another tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
For all that he was known for, he seems like a humble man.
Dr. Mays was a very humble man.
So I would take it you enjoyed working for him.
It was a privilege to work with Dr. Mays. I love Dr. Mays.
But he seems so illustrious. And you've brought him down to being the human that he was.
He was a one-on-one human being. He was a wonderful person, beautiful person.
That was Kathy Loving and her friend Elisa Woods, remembering her former employer and friend, Dr. Benjamin E. Mays. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the WABE StoryCorps booth. And we invite you to bring a friend or loved one to StoryCorps Atlanta. In fact, as we're planning for the upcoming months, if you've got a story that concerns, well, Halloween, for example, or one that would fit nicely as we approach the elections in November, we would love to hear about it. You can learn more about telling your own story at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.